I'd like to read, please, tonight in the second book of Kings on chapter 5. And we read at verse number 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Israel said, Go to, go. And I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. Verse 9. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now that's all we wish to read. We want to take a look tonight at difficulties encountered by a man that had a genuine desire to be blessed of God. If you had seen him loading that wealth, that fortune on the chariot, was it 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 talents of silver and 10 changes of raiment, and he loads that wealth onto the chariot, Naaman, are you prepared to give that for cleansing? He'd say, I'm prepared to give all that I possess, if only I could be clean. In fact, his servants drew near, and they said, My father, if the prophet had asked thee, do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? Oh, he said, I'd do anything that's in my capability, if only I could be cleansed. And yet with desires like that, we see that the man was nearly missing the blessing. And we will see that it was his pride that was nearly robbing him of cleansing. Then look how God worked with the man. Oh, I love this story. You know, it's one of those stories in my Bible I would love to have had completed. I would love to have read the welcome that Naaman had when he came home. I don't believe there was a more honored person in his home than the little maid that had brought such tidings to his ears. In fact, I expect to meet this man in heaven. And I feel that when I do, he'd say, Look, I'd like you to meet the girl that brought me into a knowledge of the God that not only cleansed me from leprosy, but cleansed me from my sins. It's the best friend that ever I come into my life. You know, it's a wonderful case. She was just a slave brought into the home. And yet when she looked at Naaman, oh, her heart was filled with pity. Yes, our Bible declares he was a great man. He was a mighty man of valor. He was an honorable man. He seemed to have everything in life that you would admire. There was something about the man that had a dignity about him. And he had made a success in his calling of life. But he was a leper. That took the shine of everything else. And as a little slave looked at her master, her heart was filled with pity. You're only a slave, dear. But she says, I pity my master. With all the glory that he has, with his row of medals across his chest, with the favor of the king that he enjoys, but he's a poor leper. Oh, she said, I'd rather be a little maid with a knowledge of my God than a great big man with leprosy. Do you know, friend, you could be riding on the crest of the wave. You could be brilliant academically. You could be listed among the millionaires of the company. I want to tell you tonight that if you're in your sins, there's nothing about you that we covet. We sing, oh, to be without a Savior, with no hope or refuge nigh. How can you, oh, careless sinner, dare to live or dare to die? And you notice that such was the pity in the little girl's heart for this great man. She says, I love to see my master cleansed from his leprosy. She was only a slave, you know. She had never seen a leper cleansed or heard of it in her life. In fact, the prophet that was in her land had never been instrumental in the cleansing of a leper before. Oh, but she says, the knowledge that I have of my God, I believe my God could cleanse a leper. I love that. She must have behaved herself fairly well in the home. It's likely Mrs. Naaman said, Naaman, I want to tell you, if my maid has said it, you can take her word for it. Imagine a slave coming into the home. And not only the captain of the hosts of the king, but the king himself. Oh, that just took the word of a slave. Oh, there's cleansing for Naaman in the land of Israel. And he loaded the chariot, and off he went. A man prepared to give every possession that he had in a material sense. A man that was prepared to engage in any exploit, if only he could be cleansed from his leprosy. Tell me, why should a man hold anything dearer to him? What value is there in wealth? What value is there in fame? If there's something within the man working in his very vitals that's going to separate him from his family and put him in a grave. Could you tell me, friend, wherein is there any value in gaining a high place in this world if you're going to go down to the depths of eternal woe? Will you let the question of Christ search your heart tonight? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Some of you may have set your heights on an academical career, and we wouldn't dissuade you from that, mind you. Some young boy may have set his heart upon a name in the field of sport. Or you may have set your aims upon something in this life that you would long to have. Friend, tell me, if you gain it and lose your own soul, have you counted the cost?
if your soul should be lost, though ye gain the whole world for your own, have you counted the cost? Oh no, said Naaman, I'd give all that I possessed. I would engage in any exploit if I could only know cleansing from my leprosy. Wise man. Off he went with his chariot. Then we look at some difficulties that he has. Because we're here to try and help you, friend. And did you notice that he arrived at the prophet's door? A regular chariot and a regular wealth just at the door of the prophet. And the prophet didn't even come out to see him. You'll notice that God moved a slave to tell him about the greatness of a God that could meet his need. The preacher doesn't count anything, friend. There's no value in a preacher, he's only a messenger. As Peter came to the home of Cornelius with news telling a man how he and his family could be saved, the man fell down and would have worshipped Peter. Peter was an honest man, and he said, "Stand up, man, for I myself am a man." No, the value's not in the preacher, a slave. Now the prophet sends out a servant, or is it a messenger he's called? Yes, a messenger. That was a blow to the man's pride. Did he not realize there was a great man at his door? Did he not realize it was the captain of the host of the king of Syria that was here? I thought he would have come out, and as I would have viewed the wealth of gold and silver and changer of raiment, and been glad of the honor of putting his hand over the place, but he has ignored all that I have. And he has only thought of my leprosy. That is a blow to his pride. Come out. I thought he would have come out to me and recognized who I was and appreciated what I was prepared to give. My God's too wealthy for that. 6,000 pieces of gold. God's no pauper. And I want to tell you, no man that God has sent is greedy for a sinner's wealth. And no man that can represent the God of our salvation is after the money of the people. Neither God nor his servant wanted the 6,000 pieces of gold. But he did get news that should have made his heart bound with joy. Thou shalt be clean. No other leper heard that message from the lips of Elisha. No leper, even though said Christ there were many in the land, heard this message, thou shalt be clean. And yet a very clear message. A very simple message. The messenger said, go wash in Jordan 7 times and thou shalt be clean. And he went away in a rage. Imagine a man going away in a rage. A leper. And to hear in simple terms how he could be cleansed. But it's me, you know. I thought he would have come out and put his hand over the place. Just to recognize that there was a great man with a spot of leprosy. My dear sir, what has come to the surface is but a clear indication of the corruption that's within. Said the Savior, out of the heart proceed all manner of evil. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Sir, you're not a great man with a spot. Sir, you're not a man with 6,000 pieces of gold that God is ready to take. Man, you're a leper, and it's going to be to your ruin. Thou shalt be clean. And he went away in a rage. But God sent a slave to bring him the best news he ever heard. Oh, God has a power to meet your need. The prophet sent a messenger with this such glad tidings, thou shalt be clean, there's not a doubt about it. And the way is simple. Man, just go and wash in Jordan 7 times and thou shalt be clean. I don't know how that would work. No friend, nor nobody else knew how it would work, but God said it would work. What had he? He had the word of God for it. And now there's something coming out that you would barely have expected in a leper. And it's pride. Pride of his dignity. I'm prepared to pay for anything that I get. No, no, sir. God will not be indebted to a leper. And God is never indebted to the sinner, you know. It's the sinner that's ever indebted to divine grace. Now that's some truth that your Bible emphasizes. It's for by grace you're saved. Through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God saves a man without a cause. A slave. A messenger. No, the prophet didn't even look at me, he said. He just treated me as if I was a leper without a penny. Then his own servants. Oh, everything to humiliate the man. You know, the gospel is good news for the sinner. But it's not good news about the sinner. Let me explain that. If you went into your doctor and he examined you or sent you to a specialist and the specialist said, now, sir, there's only one thing that will meet your need and it's surgery. Now, that's not good news about you. But if he said, you know, I have never failed in this particular surgery, and if you go through it, I can promise you that you'll just be as good a man as you were before. That's good news for the sinner. Isn't that right? And the gospel's not good news about the sinner. But it's good news for the sinner. Thou shalt be clean. And then his servants began to reason him. Angry? Going away in your leprosy to perish, and the promise of God was, thou shalt be clean. If the prophet had asked thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? And when he says, wash and be clean. Oh, Naaman came. How's it going to work out? Do you understand the chemistry of it? Naaman, no, no, said he, I'm just depending on the promise of God for it. What are you now, Naaman? A great man? What are you, Naaman? Captain of the hosts of the king of Syria? What are you now, Naaman? An honorable man with a spot of leprosy? No, no. I'm a leper. That's where God met him and cleansed him. Do you know, friend, when you'll get saved? Just when you get to the place realizing that I'm a sinner without a merit to plead, helpless to help myself, and I'll just take God at his word. I have a brother, and he had difficulty in just grasping how he could be saved. Now, there might be an odd side in our family, you know. And he had tried believing. Imagine trying to believe God. And he had tried to feel saved. Imagine trying to feel something you hadn't got. And he was just at his extremity. And a verse from the Bible came to him. Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Said he, if Christ has said it is finished, why can I not believe it? And he just took God at his word. And like Abraham, he knew the blessing of salvation. What are you prepared to give Naaman now? 6,000 pieces of gold? No, no, he said. I'm prepared to take God at his word. And just as a leper, Oh, God wasn't going to deal with a spot on a great man. God was going to put the whole man down in the waters of Jordan in a place of death and out of sight. No, no. Salvation's not patching up the old man, you know. Salvation's not an aid to do better. Nicodemus learned this. Man's salvation's not through the ordinance of circumcision or law keeping. Said the Savior, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I like Nicodemus, you know, because he faced up to fact. And said he to Christ, how can these things be? Oh, said the Lord to Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Oh, salvation's found in the Christ lifted up upon the cross, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Nicodemus, salvation's found in an uplifted Christ. It's the work of Christ upon the cross that meets the sinner's need. And a man prepared to take God at his word and just take the place of a leper in all his need and defilement. And out of sight he went. One, two, three, four, five, stop, name it, it's not working. Six, seven. And he come up and his flesh was, as it were, the flesh of a child. Did it work, friend? I want to tell you, God never broke a promise yet. Naaman, seven times in Jordan, and thou shalt be clean. And it worked. I want to tell you, it'll work with you, friend. Just take the guilty sinner's place. The guilty sinner's Savior claim. Oh, said the apostle, Christ Jesus come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And he said, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Mr. Fairfield, that has spent over half a century in Venezuela preaching the gospel, he tells about a boy that was considered simple in the town of Lurgan. Now, they're not all simple from Lurgan. And the local squire, he was very kind. And he said, John, just you come up to the castle and have your lunch with the servants every day. And the squire occasionally would have spoken to John. And he said one day, John, tell me, are you still saved? He looked up into the gentleman's face and he said, yes, sir, I'm saved. John, he said, how do you know? And the boy looked up at him again and he said, sir, man died for me. Do you know the deepest theologian and the cleverest Christian in the land couldn't answer the question any better? Man died for me. And he was just prepared to take God at his word. Cleansing was the result. Do you know, friend, tonight, if you take God at his word about your state, take God at his word about his Son and the value of his finished work, you'll be saved before the meeting's over. And may God grant that it might be.